Hello?
Hi,
Hi.
I have a claimant on the phone, a potential new claimant.
God, is this for Rebecca Quintana?
Yes, sir.
And
Is that her phone number?
yes, is it 989-472-6671?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
I'm gonna transfer now.
You got
Miss
it.
Quintana, you're in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
Thank you. Thank you, Emma. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Hello, Rebecca. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. We're just following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
That's good to hear. Let me try to make this quick here for you. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit.
Yep.
All right. Did you already get in
And
it?
they already told me that I did.
Yes. Okay. Well,
She
let's
already told
see.
me I did, and I've talked to two different people. I mean,
No, this is I'm the last one here. So, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim or no?
no, I have not.
No, you have not. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Of course.
Okay. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yep.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yep.
And then, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yep.
Yes, okay. When were you diagnosed?
Was around April 24th through like the 28th, I'm gonna say.
Okay, you were diagnosed April 24,
2018.
2018. Okay, April
Could have been the
24.
24th, could have been the 28th.
It could have been either one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's okay. For now, it just has to be like to the best of your knowledge, because later on we can look at your medical records. So April
Okay.
24th, 2018. What's your date of birth, Rebecca?
7983.
Okay, 7/9/1983. Got that. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera? If not, it's okay.
No.
Okay. Now, did you use the name brand Depo Provera?
I use Pfizer.
Yes, Pfizer is the one that makes it, and then the name brand is called Depo Provera. Is that what you used?
Yep.
Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic version, or was it always Depo Provera?
No, it was Evo Provera.
Always Depo Provera? Okay. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yep.
Okay. So within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least four shots before you were diagnosed?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, okay. And then I just have to ask this question, even though you already gave me the years, but did you use Depo Provera after 1992?
Yes.
Yes, okay. When did you start using Depo? To the best of your knowledge.
Around December 14th, I mean December 2014. That's what I mean by 14.
Oh, okay. Let's see, December of 2014. And then I do need to put a day on here just because it asks for one. Should I just put the first?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let me see here. And then when did you stop using Depo Provera? To the best of your knowledge.
I stopped like when I started getting, side effects on April 2018.
Okay. April of 2018. Do you want me to just put the first as well?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Let me see here. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Email.
Well, okay. And then for your first name, I have it as Rebecca, spelled REBECCA.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a middle name or no?
I do, Maria.
Maria, MARIA.
Yep.
Okay. And then last name, Quintana, which is Quintana.
Correct.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, and then for your email, I have it as RebeccaDIrwine@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. Your primary contact phone number is 989-472-6671.
Correct.
Okay, let me see here. And then is that phone number a cell phone or a home phone?
Cell phone.
Cell phone, okay. What's your preferred way of contact? Call, text, or email?
Call.
Okay. And then if we have to give you a call, do you prefer that we call you in the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Anytime.
Anytime? Okay, I'll just put afternoon here for that one. And then what's your primary address now? Like, where do you live now?
Well, I live in Miami.
Okay, yeah. What's the address of where you're staying at now?
Hold on. I'm sorry. Sorry, I was messaging somebody.
Oh, no, that's okay. Take your time.
Sorry, the address is 15680 Southwest 106 Lane, Unit 811. Miami, Florida, 33196.
Okay. You said 15680 Southwest 88th Street?
No, 106 Lane.
Oh, 106? Okay. 15680 Southwest 106th Lane, Miami, Florida, 33196. And then you said there was apartment?
Yep. Number 811.
Okay. Apartment 811. Got it.
Yes, Unit 11.
So it's apartment 811, Unit 11? It's both of those?
No, it's not apartment. It's Unit 11.
Oh, Unit 11. Unit. Okay. 15680 Southwest 106 Lane, Unit 11, Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Now, do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, that was Dr. Souza, Dr. Jose Souza.
Jose, and then is it Souza, S-O-S-A?
S-O-Z-A.
S-O-Z-A, okay.
Yeah, he's the one that was giving me the shots. The doctor who treated me was Dr. Todd Lasner.
Todd with two D's or one D?
Two D's.
Okay.
T-O-D-D Lasner. I got diagnosed in a hospital, and it's called Mount Sinai.
Mount Sinai Hospital. Mount Sinai Medical Hospital in Miami, right?
Yep.
Is the address?
On Alton Road in the beach.
4300 Alton Road, Miami Beach.
Yep.
Got it. Okay. Just making sure that I have that correct. Okay. And then for the Dr. Todd Lasner, his last name is spelled Lasner, correct?
Correct. He's a neurosurgeon. He's the one that treated me.
Uh-huh. Got it. Okay. I'm just copying and pasting the address. And then the phone number for that hospital, I have it as 305-674-2121. Does that sound about right?
I'm not sure what the number is.
That's just what it pops up on here as their phone number for the hospital, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me see here. And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
Any prior what, I'm sorry?
Prior cancer diagnosis.
No.
No? Okay, let me see here. Time to just... I'm just copying and pasting the address one more time. Okay. And then I'm assuming Dr. Todd Lasner was the same one that prescribed you your medications and stuff, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't.
You don't? Okay. Would you be able to provide them if we needed them? Like, can you go and grab them from the doctors or ask for them?
I could call them and ask for them. I don't have a car right now.
No, yeah, that's okay. Sometimes they can mail them to you. So would you be able to provide them at some point?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Would you be able to provide them by mail or electronically? Some people send emails.
Electronically, I guess.
Okay. Let me see here. And then for this final part here, we do need an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Doesn't live with me.
Someone that doesn't. Okay, who do you want to put? A friend, family member?
My son.
Your son. Okay. What's your son's name?
Nicholas.
N-I-C-O-L-A-S?
N-I-C-H.
C-H. Okay. C-H-O-L-A-S. Quintana, right?
Correct.
Quintana. What's his phone number?
352-679.
Uh-huh.
679-9612.
Okay, you said 352-679-9612?
Correct.
Okay. Do you know his email address? If not, I can just put yours.
No.
Got it. Okay, I'll just put yours on there. And then you said he doesn't live with you. Do you know his address? If not, I can just put yours as well.
Yeah, just put mine.
Okay. Let me see here. Same address. Okay, and then for this final part here, before I send you these documents for you to look at, what's your social, please?
592-22-3149.
Okay. You said 592-22-3149?
Correct.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. All right, I'm going to review these documents with you just to make sure that I filled them out correctly before I send them to you now. Let me see, and we're almost done here. I don't want to take up too much of your time here. Okay, let me see. Okay, so I have you here as Rebecca Maria Quintana, which is Rebecca Maria Quintana, Quintana.
Correct.
Okay, I have your address as 15680 Southwest 106th Lane, Miami, Florida, 33196, correct?
Correct.
All right, I have your phone number as 989-472-6671.
Correct.
All right, and then your email is first name Rebecca, D-E-R-W-I-N-E at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. Date of birth is 7-9-1983?
Correct.
Okay. And then your social is 592-22-3149?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Now, there we go. Okay. So now go ahead and put me on speaker. I just sent you these documents both via email and text. You can open up whichever one is easier for you. You should see my name on there. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you documents. Did it pop up on there?
Hold on, I haven't checked that.
Oh, take your time. Okay.
My email.
Everything okay?
I'm just going into my email right now.
Okay. I can kind of like explain a little bit of what that is. So when you open it, it's going to send, you're going to see a link. When you click on the link, it's going to send you to a website called DocuSign. I believe first you have to agree to the electronic signature option. And then after that, there's going to be a box where you click where it tells you to draw your signature. And then also be aware there's an there's another box where it tells you to draw your initials. So one's for signature and another one is for initials, okay?
My storage is full. Give me another second. Let me read something here.
Okay.
Okay, another thing come in. Okay, I need to read one more thing. Okay, can you try sending it again?
Yeah, of course. Let me see here. There we go. I sent it again.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, you completed it. Let me just review it with you to make sure that everything is correct. Okay, I see your signature there. Okay, initial signature. Okay, everything looks perfect now. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're going to call you here in the next 3 to 4 days. It is very important that you pick up that call because they need to verify this information with you personally before they can get anything started, okay?
All right.
Okay, I will also text you my personal number. That way you can call me or text me if you have any questions or concerns. Or I would say the longest is wait 1 week. If you don't get a call in a week, you can call me or text me and I can look and see what's going on with that. I will also send you their number. So if it's been over a week, you can also give them a call and see what's going on, okay?
Okay, you're going to text me a number and a name?
Yes, yes. I'll do that for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Rebecca, I appreciate your time then. Have a good day, okay?
Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.